Well, I don't know about you, but more than once in the last week or so, I've thought to myself, man, I could really use a vacation. And then I remember, oh, yeah, we're not doing that right now. But we will, again, eventually. Joining us right now from St. Clair Travel, Deanne Colin. Good morning, Deanne.
Good morning.
When we talked a week ago, it was just a flurry of cancellations. And I know you were on the phone constantly with people. What's the last week been like? Is it beginning to even out a little bit? Or are you still in that sort of panic mode with travelers?
Well, really what now is happening is that it's a waiting game.
Yeah.
It's everybody that's booked now through June 1st, basically, have canceled or rebooked. And now we're just waiting to see the next flux to see what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Obviously, no one's going to Europe or anything in June or July, and those have been canceled. But a lot of people don't want to cancel yet because the rules are so different. And we're all working from home. When you call the office number, you're going to get a hold of us, and we're here. But right now, it's just really, it's kind of a quiet game. I know what each one of us know what we have to do and we have to watch. But what's happening is that if you cancel too early, you don't get a refund, you get a voucher.
Mm.
So if you wait till the airline has definitely canceled the flight, which they're not doing right away, they're doing like 3-4 days before, then you can get a refund. So what we've done is I just have piles on my counter, and I'm just going through day to day and saying, hey, this one can wait. We want to make sure we get the refund. You know, every situation is different. Some people have been rebooking, which has been wonderful. They're just extending it till next year, or they're doing it for Christmas, or they're doing it for the late fall. But there are those situations where I'm like, no, take your money, get your money back, and then we'll rebook when you're ready.
Yeah,
and that's what you really have to. You have to decide what you want to do. But personally, right now, I'm saying, if we can get you your money back, we're going to do that. If we can't, for other situations, every situation's so different.
Sure,
it's a funny situation right now. But the one thing we want to tell everybody is you have to be patient for your refunds. Some companies are telling us 90 days. Even if the refund's coming back to us, it still takes us time to process it. We have to figure out whose refund. There's so many refunds coming in that we have to make sure we look at them individually and then get them out to you.
Yeah.
So, is
travel insurance turning out to be a benefit to people that had it for this situation, or does travel insurance not even apply?
You know, again, travel insurance is helping if you just want to cancel and just be done, like in advance. Especially if you have the cash back for any reason, if you cancel, the only thing you'll lose is the insurance. So yes, I think in some situations it's like, you know what, just cancel. I'll lose the $250, whatever the insurance was, and just get me canceled. And so I know what I have.
Yeah.
But in other situations, that's what I'm trying to do is we're trying to say, hey, okay, be patient. I have it on my desk. I know what I have to do. Just let me cancel right before, and then you get your insurance back. You know, or
right.
If you take the voucher, what companies are doing right now is giving you the insurance back because they're not using it. So, again, everything, it just depends on what you're doing, how you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're basically just, if I can tell you how many times one company has changed their policies. It's been 4, 5, 6. So every morning I wake up, I look at my emails, and a company's changed their policy. So then I go back and I try to figure out what's the best thing for them. So it's just, again, it's unfortunately, I've had people call me that booked themselves, and it's hard to explain the patience you have to have at this time.
Yeah.
You know, people are just so nervous, and it's like, just be patient. You know, like I had a honeymoon. Unfortunately, the honeymoon, they're supposed to get married this week and they can't. And the honeymoon, I'm told the young couple, I said, just hold on. I want to get all your money back. I'm working on it now. And that's what we did, get all their money back. We got their insurance from everything back for them. And if I would have canceled it 2 weeks ago, they would have lost maybe $600, $700.
Yeah, boy, it's just all about timing.
It is. And you have to know that. People are canceling and they're like, oh, well, I canceled and I didn't know I could get my money back. And I'm like, we don't always know we can.
Yeah.
So every situation is different. And, you know, I actually had two people yesterday that booked something new for next year. So, you know, they're like ready. They're like, you know what? We know next year we're going to be fine. Next winter we want to be gone. The prices are so good. And it's like, yeah. You know, we have to have something to look forward to, but take out the insurance because we
right.
don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I think if nothing else, this is a good time for us all to, you know, get out the travel brochures, take a look at, you know, the places that we'd like to visit, start planning that vacation right now, because when we come out of this, we are going to be ready to get out, and we've been cooped up far too long by then.
Oh,
we're going to be ready to travel.
Oh, I know it. I know it. And just because I'm working from home, that doesn't mean I'm working all day because it's, you know, it's quiet.
Yeah.
And I think what I'm trying to tell everybody is I appreciate them calling us back. And boy, I mean, I'm going to need that for sure. But what the one thing I want to do is we don't want to book something too quickly.
Yeah.
Because we don't know where we're going to be.
Nope. That's a good
and
point.
I don't want someone to say, well, I know in July we'll be ready to go. And I said, yeah, we'll all be ready to go. But I also don't want someone to book something too quickly because the specials are out there or something, because we don't know where we'll be.
Yeah. All right. It's going to take some time. In the meantime, Deanne, if somebody wants to reach you, what's the best way to do that?
Come give me a call at St. Clair Travel, 810-329-7163. And we are not open. We are at home, so don't come into the office. We're not there. And just give us a call, and then we will. I will send you off to your agent if you've booked something or need to talk to somebody specific. And just give us a call.
All right. Sounds good.
We're here.
Hang in there, Deanne. We'll check in again next week.
All right. Sounds good, Paul. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Deanne Colon from St. Clair Travel with us on WPHM.